From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government has accepted the ceasefire deal brokered by its Russian ally and the United States. Syrian opposition forces also said they welcome the deal. However, since they feel neither Russian nor Syrian government forces adhere to earlier ceasefire plans, they are doubtful the ceasefire can hold. On the streets of Damascus, many reacted to the ceasefire agreement. Abdul Hadi al-Amari is a student. He believes this is the beginning of the end of the crisis in his country. He believes this truce is not like the previous one. He is demanding the opposition also separate itself from the Nusra Front and the Islamic State. Beyond the ceasefire, the primary aim of the United States, the United Nations, and non-governmental groups active in Syria is arranging broader access for humanitarian aid. South Korea and the United States have begun their search for radioactive materials following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test. South Korea said Saturday that the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders such as Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
We have to make sure that North Korea is not able to get the resources further to develop its nuclear program. It is a very serious threat to world peace. It is a rogue state, a regime that seems bent on this irrational, dangerous, provocative conduct, and the global community needs to be utterly united against it.
The United States is considering more unilateral sanctions against North Korea following the nuclear tests. This is VOA News. Top Afghan officials and representatives of anti-government armed groups have reported major progress in their protracted peace negotiations. The groundbreaking development comes at a time when the largest insurgent group, the Taliban, has intensified attacks across Afghanistan and has made territorial gains in parts of the country. 15 years ago today, commercial planes were flown into the World Trade Center buildings in New York, U.S. Defense Headquarters at the Pentagon outside Washington. Another plane was crashed into a field in western Pennsylvania. The terrorist attacks took nearly 3,000 lives on September 11, 2001. President Barack Obama spoke about the so-called 9/11 attacks during his weekly address to the nation.
After all, terrorists will never be able to defeat the United States. Their only hope is to terrorize us into changing who we are or our way of life. That's why we Americans will never give in to fear. It's why this weekend we remember the true spirit of 9/11.
Later today, on the annual 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, Mr. Obama will lead a moment of silence at the White House. Later, he will speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed in the attacks. Nearly 2 million Muslims from across the world have converged on Saudi Arabia for the annual five-day Hajj, with Syrian pilgrims taking time to pray for peace in their country. The Hajj is an act of faith required by all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. During the Hajj, pilgrims seek forgiveness for their sins and meditate on their faith. Iran is holding an alternative Hajj in Karbala, citing Saudi incompetence and a poor response by health and safety officials following a deadly stampede at the Hajj last year in Mecca. For the second time in less than a year, Croatians are deciding on Sunday, a new government and a snap election. Exit polls predict a close outcome between candidates, possibly resulting in a new parliament that some say could be another barely functioning government. Initial results are expected late in the day on Sunday. The news of the snap vote for the European Union's newest member came a day after parliament was formally dissolved and less than a year after the last vote. Tens of thousands of people across Mexico marched Saturday to protest against gay marriage, challenging President Enrique Peña Nieto's proposal to recognize same-sex marriage throughout the traditionally conservative country. The marches were held by the National Front for Family, a coalition of civil society organizations and various religious groups, and continued throughout the day from Mexico's far north to the Yucatan Peninsula. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For details on much more news, please join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.